Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. Tomorrow will be different. Love, loss, and the fight for trans equality. That's the name of a new book from Delaware's own Sarah McBride. McBride is an LGBTQ rights activist and credited with playing a key role in Delaware passing legislation banning discrimination on the basis of gender identity in employment, housing, insurance, and public accommodations. And in July 2016, McBride became the first openly transgender person to speak at a national party convention when she gave a speech at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. McBride's book tour brought her to the Delaware History Museum in Wilmington earlier this week, and that gave Delaware Public Media's Kelly Steele an opportunity to catch up with her to chat about her new book and her life.
Sarah, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, before we talk about the book, give us some background. For people who do not know Sarah McBride, let's delve into your background a little bit.
Sure. Well, I'm a Delaware native, born and raised in Wilmington, Delaware. I'm a graduate of Cab Calloway School of the Arts, and I'm a transgender woman. I came out as transgender during my junior year at American University down in Washington, D.C., while I was serving as student body president. And it was through that experience coming out publicly that I dove headfirst into advocacy on behalf of the LGBTQ community more broadly and the trans community more specifically. Worked with Equality Delaware here in Delaware to pass gender identity protections in 2013 because Delaware was one of a majority of states that until that point still lacked clear and explicit protections for transgender people from discrimination. I've been working over the last 2 years at the Human Rights Campaign, which is the nation's largest LGBTQ civil rights organization, working to make sure that we are bringing some of the change we saw here in Delaware to the nation.
Sarah, has this been an eye-opening experience for you? Has it been overwhelming? Has it been difficult?
Well, the experience over the last 6 years since I've come out has been incredibly affirming. It's reinvigorated my faith in the goodness of people. It's demonstrated to me the willingness and courage of a number of elected officials who've been willing to stand up for equality. And it's demonstrated to me that with hard work, we can bend the arc of the moral universe a little bit more towards justice. And then in the last couple weeks, as my book's been out, it's been heartening to see that in sharing my story, I can help open hearts and change minds just a little bit in order to create space for other people to have the opportunity to live as much of their whole life as their authentic selves.
Let's talk about your book, Tomorrow Will Be Different, Love, Loss, and the Fight for Trans Equality. Give us some insight what we can expect when we read the book.
Sure. So the book is my own journey as a transgender woman and advocate, told through, in large part, my relationship with an incredible transgender man named Andy Cray, who was also an advocate working toward equality for LGBTQ people in healthcare. And the story tracks our relationship from meeting shortly after I came out to, unfortunately, his diagnosis of terminal cancer in 2014. And Andy, who was about 3 years older than me at the time, 27 at the time of the initial cancer diagnosis and 28 at the time of the terminal cancer diagnosis, he asked me to marry him before he passed away. So we married on the rooftop of our building in front of family and friends, and just a few days after that, he passed away. And I wanted to share that story because I want folks to understand that behind this national conversation on transgender rights are real people who love and laugh, hope and dream, fear and cry just like everyone else. And my hope in sharing my story and sharing the goodness of Andy and the love and heartbreak of our relationship, that people could begin to understand that transgender people are quite simply people.
I have not yet read the book. I am looking forward to finally sitting down, getting some quiet time and reading the book. Where can people get a copy of the book?
Sure. People can get copies of the book online on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, pretty much wherever books are sold. There's also an audiobook available on Audible and Google and iTunes, basically everywhere that you can get audiobooks. And then you can also, of course, pick it up at your local Barnes & Noble or your local bookstore in pretty much most cases.
Sarah, is this your first time at being an author? Is this your first book? And will there be another book?
Well, it is my first book, and I'm 28 years old, and I realize the sort of audacity that comes with being a 28-year-old writing a memoir. But I feel like I've had a lot of life in the last 6 years and taken from that life a lot of lessons. My hope is that I don't have nearly as much life in the next six years, that I don't have nearly as many events, certainly not nearly as many lows as I had with the experience with my late spouse. But maybe down the road. Right now I'm really focused on this book. I'm focused on the upcoming election to make sure that we're electing more pro-equality candidates up and down the ballot in 2018. And I'm focused on continuing the good work that I've been part of here in Delaware to make sure that every person in the state has not just equality, but opportunity to not just live, but also to thrive.
Sarah, as you tour the country, you've been extremely busy over the past couple of weeks and months, touring the country, doing book signings and talking to people. What have you been hearing from people at those book signings?
You know, I think one of the most frequent things that I hear is that people are quite frankly scared. They worry whether the heart of this country is big enough to love them too, and they see a president and a vice president who time and time again have sought to undermine equality and attack our basic dignity, whether it's for LGBTQ people, Muslims, immigrants, women, people of color, or so many people across this country. But what I also hear is that they are finally, for the first time in a year and a half, 2 years, feeling hopeful, knowing that there are millions and millions of people who love them, who see them, who are fighting for them, and that we have a growing alliance of allies whose fight is our fight, and who see us and who are fighting with us, which I think is incredibly inspiring and demonstrates to me that even with the challenges, change remains possible.
With this upcoming election in November, I know it's not a presidential election, but do you see hope that, to quote someone, we can make America great again?
Well, I have absolutely reason to believe that that we can continue to move forward as a country, that we can continue to open hearts and change minds, that we can make progress at the local, state, and still federal level, even in the face of a hateful administration.
Thanks to Sarah McBride and R. Kelly Steele for their time on The Green this week.